Paul, not the result you wanted on Friday. What do you make of the performance?
Patchy. I thought we executed some plays real well in the first half. But gave three soft tries away to start the game. The first try, and, well, all three tries in the first half that we conceded. If we defend with some energy and complete our sets, we've given teams too much opposition and too much possession, which is putting too much pressure on our D. And the number one part of the game that robs you of energy is defending your try lines, and at times we just haven't got the energy to defend, and then when we do get the ball, we haven't got the energy to attack. And what we need to do is, with our offence, is build some energy, try and generate some play of the balls, complete some sets, be selective in what we do and execute our plays. And there's been periods within, it's like the first try we scored was a perfect example of us just executing a simple play, and it was that easy at times. And it's, no matter who you play, you've got good solid core principles of your offence, you've got good solid core principles of your defence, but you have to earn the right to play. We're just not quite earning that right at the moment.
What do you have to do then? Because we've had this conversation a few times, aren't we, about going back to basics. The onus is on the players to do that, isn't it, Paul?
The onus is on us all. The onus is on us all to make sure that we all improve in this period by whatever percentage we need to be. I've just been talking here, is that everybody can look to improve by 5, 10 or 15%. All of a sudden that cumulative percentage increase of improvement kills opposition, because everybody's keen. If we all worry about our own jobs, not worry about other people, it's my job to worry about everybody else. If the individuals out there collectively look to go and execute their job and do it to the best of their abilities and try and do that by X amount of percentage better, then it gives you a chance.
Is that a problem then, you feel, someone worrying more about everyone else?
I think, don't read too much into that phrase, but the reality of it is, I think when things don't quite go well, it's quite easy to go and start worrying about other people's job, and you forget about your own little core principle within your job, within your structures, systems and structures, and what your role is. And that's our job at the moment, to keep reaffirming what we do, get back to some basics in our training and what we're doing, which is what we are doing. We've got a lot of work in some of the last few days in regards to some technical and tactical type things and positional stuff, which something with the Easter period with people. It's like Ryan Brayley, for instance, has played 4 games for the club and trained 3 times. That's reality where you're at with this Easter period, and I think he's definitely going to be a good player for the club going forward. He's improving with every game. So it's, our belief's good, our systems and structures are good. I just think we all need to look to get a little bit of improvement in what we do, because overplaying and coming up with poor errors, it's just a sign of anxiety, if I'm being honest.
What about yourself? How is this affecting you? You seem in great spirits when we come and see you. Is that the case?
Oh, game day after 80 minutes, sometimes it's different. I've been in these positions now a couple of times where these interviews that we're doing. One thing people said to me, oh, so what, how are you and this and that, my job is to worry about everybody. That is my job. My job is to make sure that I get everybody doing the right things. My job is to take responsibility as well, and I'll do that. I haven't got an issue with that. We know we have to improve. We know we need to bring some people in as well. We've got a very, very young squad, but away from our core of senior players, we've got a big gap. We ain't got many people in that middle-age range of, you've either got 28 to 30 something year olds, or you've got 21 to 18 year olds, and there's not much in the middle, and we need to try and thicken our squad up somehow, which is harder, it's easier said than done. And if we can do that, bring some quality in, as well as keep improving our younger end and getting our older blocks to lead the way and show the way, then it's a simple process, really.
Another thing that happened out of your control, obviously Brett going on and Luke having to retire. Do you look back at your recruitment and think you could have done things a little bit differently, or is it just that's how it is and we've just got to get on?
I think the recruitment in Ryan Inchcliffe, Sam Repair have been good recruitments. They're very, very good around the place. But it's always tough as a new people coming into a place that's had some adversity in pre-season. And we've never replaced them people. It's a reality of it is. So we already knew we were a couple of people like going into the season. We lost another two. It hurts you. And if you look at that, we lost. I think Jack Hughes, who we'll play against this week, is a great player. And I love the block to bits. I think he's a great player. And he's a big miss for us as well.
looking at it then, obviously, you're scouring every week, but like you said, some of the players aren't there, they're not there, are they?
No, well, and that brings me down to my point there of every one of us needs to improve. And that's the thing, is we are where we are because we haven't been good enough. I'm not going to shy away from that. We are where we are because we've got some inconsistencies in what we do. And our challenge is if we've got to make sure that we train with some consistency, and everything we do every day we've got to make sure we're good at. We're not good enough at the moment to come in and just look through some stuff. We've got to make sure that I sit here and talk to you about executions and completion rates and energy and stuff like that. That's how we have to, our mentality towards our practice as well, which, without sounding cocky or anything like that, I think we've had a real good 2 days of training. For the last 2 days going into a run for on Thursday, and I think we've got a lot of things done in that period, which has been the first real period we've had a chance to actually train. We come out of Easter onto a 5-day turn against Hull, which we did one more training session that week, which I think there were periods there where you could tell that, and there were periods when you could tell that we just flopped back into what we do, which is good. And number one thing is we can't lose focus of what our core principles of what we want to do are, and we're going to look to doing better.
The club obviously has had success over the last few years, being one of the most consistent, if not the most consistent side in the regular season. What's the message from above? Is there any message to you? Or?
No, not really, no. It's just a message of, obviously, the club are in the rights to ask questions, which we have done. We've answered some things. The club know we're in the position we're in. They know that we've lost people and we've never been able to replace them. They know we're light on our troops. So the club's good, the club's supportive, the club's always looking to asking us what we can and what can we do to help and whatever. So it's we know we just need some more experienced people, and that's all.
Are you any nearer to getting any? I mean, you said that there's not the few and far between, but I mean, are you casting the net far and wide now? Or?
Yeah. How are you go? You all right?
I guess the injuries elsewhere.
How's looking?
Ugly as ever.
Yeah.
I guess the injuries everywhere else is hurting. There's sides that maybe in the past would have been happy to let players go. Yeah. They're in the same boat you're in, aren't they?
Yeah, we're obviously real thankful to Tony Smith and to Brian and the Wakefield club at the time to let Jordan Tansey come. We brought Gene Ormsby in. Obviously, Lee, we thank them for letting us bring Ryan Braley in. But it's always to counteract something, because it's not that we're doing it because we know it can improve us. We're doing it because Ryan Braley, we know, can down the line be a good player for us, and I think he's showing that, like I said before. But it's like Gene coming in is because he can't make the team somewhere else, so we've got to take advantage of that. And like you say, there's not a club in the land that haven't got the injuries and people making the debuts all over the place, and it affects you, it gets you. But that's me coming up with an excuse. We just have to be better, that's all.
Gene, unavailable this week, with it being his parent club?
Yeah, I was talking to Cal Fitzpatrick on Sunday. He rang and asked how he'd gone, and I said he was rubbish, mate, he was that bad, you need to let him play this week. So, no, I'm just kidding there. I thought he was pretty good, to be fair to say. He'd not played a Super League game this year to rock in, to fits a bill of what I like him from my backfield in regards to. We've got a bloke there at fullback, which Griggs is similar and Jarrett's similar as well, that can feed some big blokes and play off the back of what they create, which I'm real happy about.
What about Warrington then? Obviously they had a loss at the weekend under their second of the season. What do you make of them?
Good team. Playing in the Tommy Smith style, they're playing quick. Got some great people in the backfield. Obviously, like Jim can't get a game, Matty Russell bringing the ball back. Somebody we need to look at. We've got Chris Hill in the middle of the field. Talked about Jack Hughes, I love him to bits, and obviously there's Darrell Clark in that middle, and he had all the bits in around that as well, and they've got a good squad there as well.
It's been quite a spiky game this in recent years. It seems to have been, watching it from the sideline. This might be just the challenge the boys need just to spark them up.
They were block spitting last year, weren't they? So he got banned for that, so that's fair enough. Which, if he got a good hiding, he deserved it for that, so it is what it is. It's Warrington over the years have had the wood on us. We was lucky last year to work hard and come away with a couple of wins against them last year, and a one at home especially was a good one. We'd take that repeat of that one if we could.
And looking at it, do you know what your team is, or does it pick itself again this week?
No, there'll be one or two changes in there. Like I said, Earl will be no good and Lyon Patrick won't play. So Earl's got an abdomen issue and Lyon's sick. He's got some illness this week, so it's... Josh Johnson there from Mason get a trot, and obviously Gene's unavailable, so Murphy will go back to the wing, and Carl Wood gets returned this week as well.
How do you feel the kids have done, the likes of Josh Johnson and Nathan Mason?
Good. good. But what they have is the traits of young players, which is some inconsistency in what they do. So the problem that we're going to have at the moment is that we're going to have a group of more inexperienced players. So I'm not allowed to say kids because they're 21, 22-year-old men. They're inexperienced. They've probably been looking to play 30 games between them. They're probably going to look at playing 20 to 30 games each this year now. Which, it's not their fault at all. It's not their fault, but they just want to play. And I know that Josh Johnson, Nathan Mason, they won't die wondering. They'll go out and give everything they've got, which I like about all of them to bits. They're like Max and Paddy, them two knocking about together. So they feed off each other, and they bring a lot of energy to everything they do, which is something we look forward to seeing.
And going forward, I guess that will be a benefit, won't it? All this experience they're getting. I know you might not want to throw them in as much as you have.
No, well, Josh Johnson's probably one where he's been in and around the team for probably played over the last few years 10 or 15 games, and he's going to probably get more opportunities. He did it tough over the last couple of months with some personal things out there, but he's good lads, them two. Good lads. I've known them since they were 16 year olds from the scholarships, and real happy to see them come through and get these opportunities. And it's a challenge for them.
Good man. I'll do it for me, mate. Cheers, Paul.